My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio.
Good day and welcome to My Starter Pack. This is the show where we take your favorite PSL players down memory lane. Today we've got a player who's become one of the most sought-after goalkeepers in the PSL. He's Ghana's number one, who has featured in two Africa Cup of Nations, and in the Absa Premiership you'll find him between the sticks for Maritzburg United, where he's conceded the second least amount of goals in the league, only behind title hopefuls Mamelodi Sundowns. We've got him on the line to reminisce on life in Ghana and tell us how he earned his stripes for the national team's under 20 side, aka the Black Satellites. We've got Richard Ofori on the line. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Sokolatuma Radio.
Firstly, Ofori reveals how he got started as a young player at his school and with local teams in his hometown.
I was home after in the school games, and then now we have a team in our community. So that time, now my schoolmates used to play there. Like my schoolmates, those I play with them in school. Not two of them used to play there. So they told me I can join the team. I can join them train. So I went there to train with them. So after school, I always pass there before I go home. So that's how I developed, I got interested, because when you go there, you see a lot of players which are going from maybe the school guys who normally played maybe in games. You normally meet them, you see from different schools. So you see them. It's not like academy, but it's like one guy who you just form a club, like I said, like coast team.
Oh, it's so like a hometown team.
Yeah, hometown team. Like, yeah, you find some students, different guys from our schools. So you find them there. So that's how I got interested, because school closed. When you go there, you see a lot of players, because that time, you know, their team has like under 17 or so. We are kids, and then you see the big men playing. It was nice. And then when we are playing games and stuff, the city and everything, that time we have a rival team there, like a derby game in a city. Two second division teams, they all come from the town. When they are playing, it's like Champions League final. Because that time you see sometimes even the whole town, like we are from the same town, but sometimes they come against each other. Like they will fight against each other. Serious fight. People will get injured. Sometimes gunshot. Sometimes even they will shot someone.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it was like a derby. It was like a good derby game. So when you go to the stadium, when you're not a soccer player, definitely you feel something. You feel like I want to play.
Hey.
Because this, the crowd and everything, the moment, it was amazing. So that's where I decided, that's where I developed love for the game, from those games that they were used to play.
And from there, how did you get seriously scouted for the first time? And do you remember when you first got a professional contract back in Ghana?
So after the school games, we played one school game, and one guy, they were playing that second division teams. That they were playing one team, they call the team Highlanders. So those two guys, they were from the city, and then they used to play for the club. So they came and told me, who's team in the city? They want to sign players, or they want to scout players, so I should prepare, we'll go. So I told my mom that that's what people, these guys were saying and stuff. So like my mom said no, like I must wait. So they finally met my mom, and then they explained everything to them, like I'll go and stay there, I'll go to school there, and then I'll play soccer as well. And then me myself, like I love to give my mom's problems. When that opportunity came, my mom felt like, even here, I can't control him, because the time, sometimes, if the second division are traveling, maybe, let's say, maybe they are in Maritzburg or township, and then maybe when they are traveling to Joburg, I will steal my mother money,
oh, yeah.
I will steal money, and then go and pay for the taxi to go with them.
Oh, so you were taking money from your mom's purse that time?
My mom, and then pay and then travel with them. And then sometimes my mom will complain, because sometimes I will take big money, because they will demand big money. If you want to go, you need to pay for taxi and stuff, in and out. And then sometimes where you will sleep and stuff. So I will take big money and then go and give it to them. And then say, I want to go. Meanwhile, this going that I want to go, like, I wouldn't even play. I just go there and then support, make noise, and then come home.
Wow. I'm hoping you paid some of that money back to your mom.
And then my mom will be shouting, sometimes you ask me, and then I'll start denying and stuff. And then you ask questions, where did you go? Because if you don't have, you didn't take this money, how can you leave? And I'll be there, you know, clear, quiet. And then my mom will say, then they will ask some man to beat me, so they will beat me sometimes. Yes, it was that. So when that opportunity came, like, my mom didn't want me to go, but at the same time, she wanted me to go. Because now she was thinking, damn, if I leave this guy here, yeah, then he starts following this guy. I don't know what's going to happen. So it's better I allow them to take him so that he'll go to school there. So they took me to a few guys. Now we're like 10 guys from their town. And then the guys, they took us to Accra. So they took us to the city. And then that time to our city, our town is close to like 25 or 30 minutes drive to the city, but you will never go there, you know, because you don't have anyone there, and then you don't have nothing doing there, so you can't go there.
Next, he details the FIFA Under 20 World Cup with the Black Satellites. He hadn't featured all tournament long. Ghana had been dominant right up until the semi-final. Afterwards, he managed to get a shot.
Yeah, the semi-final, things didn't go right for the club, like the Ghana team. Mm. So when we are preparing for the third and fourth game, which is Iraq, the goalkeeper's trainer was training, we are training, but now he was doing corrections more to the second goalkeeper, because I think they know the second goalkeeper will play. So I was there. I don't know what happened. Me, myself, I didn't sleep that night because I'm not the one who's going to play. So the whole night, I didn't sleep. I was there with some players that they are not playing, so they won't be playing. So I was there with them, and then I didn't sleep the whole night. Even the mind is not there, because, yeah, I went out to see my friend in another room, and then I came back, and then my roommate, Prince Bill, was telling me, the goalkeeper's trainer came here to see me, but I wasn't here, so I must go and see him. That time, too, 3 hours to the game, no, 4 hours to the game, left with 4 hours to the game. So I don't know what is this going. So I went outside, and then I saw the goalkeeper's trainer, and then I went to him, and then he asked me, can you play?
So 4 hours before the third place match, that's when you find out that you're playing.
4 hours to the third place game, and this man came to me and they asked me, can you play?
That's pressure.
So this man, so I started, my armpit started sweating. I started sweating. It's like they are putting water, yeah, like cold water on my body. It's freezing. And then I said, even when at the time I was saying, yes, I can play, even me and my man. So I said, yes, yeah, I will play. I can play. And then he said, no, the way it's a normal game and stuff. And my mind wasn't even there. My mind was in the stadium already, like, thinking, how am I going to? So when the players heard, we went for a meeting, because that's how far away. So I went and shower. I went and opened tap. I was sitting there for about 1 hour. Just to calm down. My roommate was laughing at me. He said, hey, you don't sleep. You'll be walking laughing with people because you know you will play. You see today. So when we went for team meeting, and then the players, they start the selection. They open the sheet like this. Ofori, what? Hey, the players started laughing. All the players, they started laughing. Hey, they said that today. We're just going to pick the boss from the bench.
No faith in the boy.
So no faith. No faith. Because there are nothing. Everyone does. They were laughing at me. They say, today, like they are saying in our language, today, like the net will shake. Mm. And so we shouldn't worry today. We should just turn. When we hear the net sound of the net, we just need to pick the ball from the net, and then we'll go and pass. And then they were laughing. So that very that time too, when you go for prayers, maybe before the game, when you go for prayers, I'm the one who always make noise, like sing noise, lead the team nicely. That very day I couldn't do that, and then they were laughing. That very day I couldn't. They were, we went and pray and stuff. I couldn't lead the team properly. I was just singing normal, and then when they sing, when we are going around, some of them will come and stand in front of me. And then they will say, hey, today, we will
see.
Yeah. So we're going around, my heart is. And then they were laughing at me even when we were playing. So when we were playing, I was the one leading the team. But that day, I couldn't.
Yeah.
With someone else, they say, hey, even the players say, hey, God, today help us. And then they were all laughing.
And lastly, he tells us about the experience of making his debut under pressure.
Hey, it was tough. We went for warm up and everything. You hear the sound when you are, you know, international games. You hear the sound. Those they have music they play in the stadium when you are doing warm up. So they will playing some music in the stadium. Ish, that was my first experience, first international game, first everything. I've never played international game. I don't know how it is. I've never played in such a even the pitch.
Yeah.
Such a pitch. I've never experienced it before. So we went out to do warm up. We came in, we changed and everything. We were coming out. It's the pressure. See, God help me. So we came into the tunnel and then you see, and then the time they were being like this. The players, some of the players, hey, this team, they haven't lost a game in this tournament. They won all their games. They only lost penalties against Uruguay, like on the semifinal.
Yeah.
This team. So hey, I was scared. I was nervous. Extra nervous. Hey, so we went to the tunnel. I was just standing there. I said, hey, God. So we came out when the referee said, go. Hey, we came out. The plan and everything was leading. When we came out, come and see outside noise. It was tough. Outside noise. So we went and stand there. So I started getting the feeling when we played our national anthem. If someone is telling you there is nothing in the national anthem, the person is lying.
Is that when you started getting inspired there?
Yeah, I started feeling it. I was telling myself, I watch Under 20 win the Under 20 World Cup in this stage like this. And then I was watching them, not knowing I'll be here today playing. 2013, 3 years time, I'll be here playing. So I was just there. A lot of things were going on. So we're singing the national anthem. I was feeling it inside me. Like, oh, feeling it. So after the national anthem, and then we went in and then we played. So we're playing. The team were giving us pressure. We're pressure in my heart. Still my heart. Because that time I haven't making any save or whatever. So we were pressuring, kicking the ball, corner kick, corner kick. So my heart was beating still in the post. They played one corner kick, long corner kick, and then I came out and make a save, grabbed the ball once like this. So when I caught the ball, I felt like I've released something up. Come out from me.
Yeah, and it's just like the coach said, you must catch from those crosses.
So I caught the ball like this and then something came out like, yeah. And I said, oh, nice. So that's how the feeling is. It's not anything new.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started playing. So I started playing and they were coming and see, and then they will cross, I'll come and pick it. So after we scored the first goal and then went to the first half, and then when we came back, second half, they were pressing and then we scored. So when we scored the second goal, early, and then I said, we have two goals, even if I made a mistake.
Yeah, fine.
It's 2-1. I started playing. Now, yeah. I feel like I've been there all my life.
Yeah.
I don't kick long balls again. I pass. Even, you see two players, and the player will be in the middle, and I'll pass through them.
So now you're ready to know it.
And then our midfielder who was telling me, I give him some pass, and he was complaining, hey, my mate, don't give me, because it's like he's scared, because you know Ghana, when we are playing and then you do silly mistakes, they will kill you. The country will kill you. So when I gave him the pass, he said, hey, don't give me this pass. Please, I'm begging in the name of God. Don't put me in trouble again. I say, my man, we are here to play. Don't be scared. I'll give you a hit. So that time to our left back, Baba Rahman, that time I think he has signed for Chelsea or Red. So he told me, if they don't want those passes, I must give him. It's fine. Because he loves to play.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't care because that time he has gotten exposure, so you understand.
I see, yeah. He's at Mallorca now.
Yeah, so when I caught the ball, we used him there. Even two players, even when three players are on me, you just give me. I will find my way out. And then, so when even I give him, so he enjoyed the game. No, he told me after the game. And then, so after the game, all the players, the coaches, everybody is back to me. We won 3-0.
Yeah.
And then that tournament, I'm the only Ghanaian goalkeeper who kept clean sheet in that game because all the games we concede.
Fantastic stuff. And it's a dream debut because you didn't even know you were going to play 4 hours before. Next thing you know, clean sheet.
I said 4 hours to the game. 4 hours to the game. Before that, another game will take place at round 3 or something. They came around 12 or something. The game will take off 4. It came around 12.
Thank you very, very much for joining me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir.
And that is how we wrap up my starter pack for today. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all of the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio.